I went out there to L.A. because of a Talmud of mine, old Talmud of mine. And this is very, very fine Ben Taylor. Very much live and his Parnassa. And we kept the Kesher for many years. So it's a shame you guys should be like him. We should keep a Kesher, you know, for many years. Okay, let's see the Gemara now. Because I was telling the guys I want to try to finish the... I'd try like to finish it today and tomorrow. We'll see. And then go back to the Dalam is on the bottom. We have to understand it. We always say that's the Iker. Okay, we're up to the top. The Gemara had said that all of Dalam and Aleph had said that we have a big machlokes in Tanoim, whether you hold Yeshem Lemik or Yeshem Lemesor. Do you give precedent to the way you pronounce it, or do you give, which is Mikra, Yeshem Lemik, or do you give precedent to the way that it is written, which is Yeshem Lemesor? So the Gemara says, well, we're not comfortable with that because everyone has to hold of Yeshem Lemikra. Because there's a pasuk that says, L'tavash gadi b'chalev imo. And it means chalev, milk, not fat. So the Gemara says here on Amud Beis on the top, it says basically, everyone holds, Ela dukun yamu, let's see, the Gemara says, Amras, Yeshem Lemikra, was referring to Basar, you know, Basar b'chalev. So therefore, Ela dukun yamu, Yeshem Lemikra. Everyone's got to hold Yeshem Lemikra. So now once you make that comment, that comment's going to get you in trouble. Why? Because you have to now go back and rework all those machlekesim on Amud Aleph, because we were master all those machlekesim on Amud Aleph based on the Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemesora. Now that you reversed your stance on that, you have to go back and rework these machlekesim. So that's what the Gemara has to do. And then, I don't know if we're going to get to today, the Gemara backs out of this stance too as well. Okay? So let's take it from there. When it says Ella de Kuli Alma, okay? Who wants to read? Let's see the Gemara. Who wants to read? Zach, you want to read? Yeah? Okay, you'd rather someone else? Okay, who wants to read? Let's Yosef, go ahead. Yeah? Ella, let's see the Gemara. Ella de Kuli Alma.
Ella de Kuli Alma, Yeshem Mikra, Rebbe Verabonon, Baha Kamaflagi.
The Rebbe Verabonon. So what is Rebbe Verabonon's topic? What daf was that, guys? Excellent, Daniel, on the bottom. We had a Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon, 3 or 5. Rebbe, if I remember correctly, said 5, correct? And the Rabbanon said what? The Rabbanon said 3, yeah? Do you need 5 or you need 3? Everyone agreed you can't have a basin shuckle, but the question was, how you darsh. In the way we were masbered, how were we masbered? The truth is we should refresh our memories and not gloss over that. What did Rebbe say, you remember? That Yarshiun is Lashon Rabim, so anytime it says Elohim, it means Trey. So there are two Elohims, 2 plus 2 is 4, and you add a 5th because Ein Beis Din Shokel. Yeah? And what did the Rabbanan say? We don't hold Yeshem LeMikra. What do we hold? We hold Yeshem LeMesora, and therefore it's written Chaser, there's no Vav, and therefore it's a Yachid. Elohim is one, then you get Beis Din Shokel 3. Yeah? That was the Machlokes Rebbe the Rabbanan. So now the Gemara says, you know what, everyone holds Yeshem Lemikra, so we got a problem. Who's the problem going to be in? The Rabbanan. Yes? Because the Rabbanan now hold Yeshem Lemikra. So what do you say? So let's see again. Rebbe Rabbanon, go ahead, Daniel. Rebbe, I'm Yosef. Rebbe Rabbanon, Ba'akam Aflik. What's a Machlekes? Go ahead.
Rebbe Safar Yershun Elohim Achrine.
So what does this mean now? This is a little hard. What does it mean? It means that what? It means that Yarshin Elohim means, it's referring to two Yarshu Od Shnai Machrein. Besides for Elohim, that is mentioned, Kodim, the Pasuk Elohim Yavo, there's another Pasuk that says Elohim. And these are the two Psukim. What are the two Psukim that it says? It says, in the end of, it says, Arshir Yarshin Elohim, right? In Perikov Beis Pasukhes. And it says, Davar Elohim. Now, I don't think we stressed this. I don't even think we pointed it out. What did Rashi say on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, the last Rashi? Take a look. How many Elohims were in those two Psukim? There were 3. Zion, there was 1, and Ches, there were 2. So why did Rebbe and Rabbanan ignore the first one? We didn't mention that in Shears. Excellent, Ben. That's what Rashi says, Beferish. Read that Rashi in the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. I want you guys to get that down. Go ahead, Lamala. And that's going to... We're going to assume that now, too, that we don't darsh the first Elohim. Just read that bottom Rashi, Lamayla.
Lamala, ad ha'elohim yavol v'ha'hu dunkrev.
Which is Pasuk Pirchav Beis Pasuk Zayin. Go ahead.
Lo ka'chashim.
We don't list that one. Why?
D'kesavar ein darshin t'chila.
Excellent. So that's going to stick till now. So the first Elohim we don't have to worry about, because that's ein darshin t'chilas. But what Rebbe is saying is that his kavanah is Yarshin Elohim, he's referring to Yarshu Och Shnayim Acherim. I mean, besides for the Elohim that's mentioned, Kodem at Elohim, and that Elohim is referring to Acherim Shem Shnayim. Yarshun is Lashon Rabim, is referring to Shnei Dayanim. So the second Elohim in the Pasuk is Yarshun, is referring to what? Two, right? Yarshun is Lashon Rabim, so therefore it means Elohim. So the first Elohim is also Lashon Rabim. So 2 plus 2 is 4, and then you get to a fifth based on Beis Shokel. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, the Yarshiu Elohim means that it's referring to Yarshiu, that they made someone guilty. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's referring to. So therefore, just like the bottom Elohim was referring to two, symmetrically the first Elohim is referring to two, and then you get the five based on Beis Shokel. Okay? Now, I just want to point out, Yarshiu is Mashma Rabbi. Is that correct? Now, what is the word Elohim? What do you learn out from the word Elohim? Elohim itself, is even though it's Lashon Rabim, it's no hachacha that it's referring to Shnayim. What's my raya? How do you know Elohim can be also Lashon Yachid? Because sometimes Elohim refers to who? The Eibishter, right. And there's only one Eibishter. So in other words, Elohim is not the clincher. The clincher is Yarshim. The Yad Ramah points this out. I want you to get that down. Dirmaskav Savrinim. The Yad Ramah points that out, is that the clinching word is Yarshim, which is Mashma Rabim. Again, everyone's Yeshem L'mikra, through the pronunciation, it means Yarshiyun, and therefore, Halach L'maisa, that it was the clincher. Since the third Yarshiyun as Elohim is 2, the previous Elohim is 2, plus 1, you get Shokel is 5. Why couldn't you just prove it Elohim? Elohim can mean Lashon Rabim, like Beis, but also can mean the number 1, the Eibishter. The Eibishter is the only one, okay? So we got that? So that's the limit of who? That's the limit of Rebbe. Now, also, I want to point out the following. Second point. Let's get the second Nakuda, let's say. And that is also, Rashi points this out here. It didn't say Yarshiyun, Belashon Rabim, by the first one, did it? In the Pasuk. It only says Yarshiyun once, you know what I mean? By the second Elohim in that Pasuk, which is the third Elohim total. It didn't say Yarshiyun by the first, so what does Rashi say? No big deal. Because he says, we compare that Elohim to the one that was written below. You see that Rashi? Read that Rashi there, Yarshiyun. Rashi says that Dir Maska Yarshiyun, no?
Yarshiyun Elohim Afrini?
Yeah.
Levad Elohim Ha'amur Lamala Be'ina Tartiv.
Right. Besides for the Elohim mentioned above, you need two. Lamala.
Lamala Dumya de Lamata.
Hare.
Hare Del.
Hare Arba. You want symmetry, right? So that's how the Rashi says. Now get this point of the Yad Ramah, the Nakuda, also in Dimaskal Savrina. He says the word Yarshiyun is going on both Elohim. So he has a different way to learn it. Rashi says the Yarshiyun is going on the second Elohim, and then through symmetry, if that Elohim means two, then the previous Elohim is true. You hear that? It's a technical difference, but I want you to know it. These are the Rishonim. The Yad Ramah says no, the word Yarshiyun is taka going on both. It's going on both Elohims. And therefore, Halach L'maisa, Yarshiyun's Masha, the Bein that's mentioned above, is going on the Bein Elohim that's Samach Elov. So it's Megala that both of them are referring to two. Okay?
According to Rashi, it's only on the first one or the second one?
According to Rashi, it's going on the second one, Uri. But because of symmetry, then you'll learn up to. The Yad Ramah says, the way he types the Pasuk is the Yarshiyun is going on both Elohims. Okay? Eldi, you got that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's, why don't you get that's interesting, because...
Is he saying that only because of symmetry, or is it?
No, Yad Ramah is not saying symmetry. Yad Ramah is saying the way you learn up the pasuk, Yarshiyun is going on both Elohims directly. Rashi said Yarshiyun is going on the last Elohim. Once you know Elohim means two based on that, the previous only must mean two based on symmetry. Now it's interesting because the Gemara in the Gimel Amud Beis, right, was Masha, we know Elohim meant two, just like the Elohim meant in Kavanah Lashon, kind of like a Gzeirah Shavah. The Gemara was Masha on Gimel Amud Beis that it was more like what? More like Rashi's pshat, you know, in the actual Etzem HaGemara. If you remember that on the bottom, Daniel, Gimel Amud Beis, The Gemara seemed to imply that just like that Elohim is two, this Elohim is two. Mashma more like Rashi, not like the Yad Ramah. I'm just saying, there's a Machlokes Rashi and Ramah on this Gemara, Dal and Beis. The Gemara and Gimel Beis that wrote seemed to say like more like who? More like Rashi. It was like a Cain, Gizer, a Shavu.
So what is Yad Ramah basing Yarshion on?
Because that's the way he read the Pasuk. He understood that the Gemara was saying that Yarshiun was touching both Elohims. That's what he wanted to say.
Even though it's not, okay.
Even though it's right next to only the last one, but he said to read the whole thing together. That's what he wanted to say. Okay? So why don't you get that Yad Ramah? Okay? All right, excellent. So that's the Rabbin HaKadosh Yeshita. Go ahead, Rabbanon. Go ahead, Yosef, your Rabbanon.
Rabbanon Savri Yarshiun Dehaich.
Right, the heyach v'hai. What does that mean? So that means the what? The Rabbanan say, I'm sorry. Yarshiun is mashma two dayanim, b'loshen rabim, but it means those same dayanim. The dayan that's hinted to in the word Elohim in the previous pasuk is the dayan that's hinted to in the Elohim in this pasuk. And therefore, together it's really what? Together it's two. It's really in the same pasuk in Ramot Sefechet, right? So the word deheich v'hai means the two Elohims in the same pasuk. In words, the one dying and one dying. That's it. And that actually fits a little bit, you know, with the word Elohim, meaning the Eibishter means one. You know what I mean? That's what he says it's referring to. So Yarshiun is like a calculator. How many times is, how do you add up Elohim? One Elohim is one, and the second Elohim is two. And that's why it says Yarshiun. The first Elohim, we don't darshan, and darshan's key. It's Rashi in the bottom of Gimel and Beis. Okay? So that's the way, which is just interesting. I was just thinking, you know, the Rabbanan will say, you know, I don't have to say that Elohim sometimes means this, sometimes means that, sometimes means Yachin, sometimes means Rabin. According to the Rabbanan, it's the Abishter, Lashon Yachin, and this also is referring to Lashon Yachin. This Elohim and this Elohim is Yarshiun. That's it. Why do you get three? Beis and Shah. Okay? So we just reworked the first Machlokes. Yeah? Everyone holds Yeshem LeMikra. No problem. The question is, How you view the pasuk? That's all. But no one is holding Yeshem L'Mesorah at all. We're backing out of that completely. Okay? The Rabbanan held of it. We're backing out of it. Klor, everyone got that? Uri, you got it? That's how you rework it. Everyone holds Yeshem L'Mikra now. Excellent. Okay, very good. All right, next category. Okay, Yosef, next category. This is interesting because the Rabbanan had said Yeshem L'Mesorah. We're backing out of that. The Rabbanan actually held like that. You know, the Rabbanan held L'Maisa, Yeshem L'what? The Rabbanan held Yeshem what because Yeshem L'Mesorah originally. Now we're backing out of it. Okay, good. Go ahead, Yosef. Excellent. Next category is what?
Rabbi.
Now I don't know if you guys noticed it, but I have to tell you the truth. I really didn't notice it. Okay, you know I didn't notice it until Friday. I was preparing in the Kollel there in L.A., so I did notice it. You know, the truth of the matter is that Amud Aleph. This was only the only category where there really was no machlokas. You know, the Talmidim came to the Rebbe, Rebbe Yudah ben Rowetz, and said, listen, they said, Rebbe, maybe it means 7 days of Tumah if she has a girl. How do you know it means 14, right? And he listened to them, and he said, you know what? Well, I'll tell you why, right? And he made that drusher that, you know, it has to be the Meitara, has to double, you know, the Meitumah. So it was 7:14, and for a Nekeva, it was what? It was 7:14, and then it was 33, and then it's 66, right? So then remember they left? And then he called them back. You remember that? They left the Beis Medrash, they left the Shirum, and he called them back in, and he said, you don't need to say that far. Just say Yeshem L'Mikra. But at the end of the day, there's no Machlokas, okay? See, I had said over, even in the beginning of Shir today, I had said over that the Gemara and Dava had a bunch of top categories where there was a Machlokas Tanayim, Yeshem L'Mikra, Yeshem L'Mesorah. It's not true. That's the one topic that there's not. There is one character, no machlokes tanoim. He called them back. You don't find the chamar, you're not him there. Right? Okay, good, excellent. So let's see, Yosef, go ahead. Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz.
Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz, lo pligi, Rabbanan alei.
Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz, the Rabbanan weren't argued on this. The Rabbanan didn't argue on this. So there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to fix up. Everyone holds Yeshem L'Mikra, and everyone agrees with Yeshem L'Mikra. The Rabbanan agree with him on this. So there's nothing to pilpul about. You just, you know, that one you don't need to fix up, okay? That one you don't need to fix up. It is interesting, though, I want you to get this. It is interesting that, and we didn't say this, but I want you to get this. Why do you think he did that? That he had them leave and then called them back? You know why? Because originally he answered them according to the Tanaim that would hold Yesh Eim Lemesorah. Therefore he had to come up with this doubling theory. You know what I mean? Because if you hold Yesh Eim Lemesorah, it really should be 70, not 14. So he said, you know why? Even if you're Yesh Eim Lemesorah you hold, I could still say why it's 14. That's what his original thing. Then he calls them back in and says, I want you to know something. I don't hold Yesh Eim Lemesorah. I hold Yesh Eim Lemikra, so don't worry about it. You follow me? So they shouldn't think, he didn't want them to think that he holds a Yesh Eim Lemesorah. So he called them back into the shir room and said, you know what? I want you to know something. I was just saying that svar if you held Yesh Eim Lemesorah, but I don't hold Yesh Eim Lemesorah. I hold Yesh Eim Lemikra. Okay? And that really follows suit very well here, and he's saying that what? That this category is not argued upon. Okay, so he took care of two so far. Let's go. Number three. Go ahead, Yosef. Okay? Let's see. Go ahead. Just before you, one more nekuda about the previous category about Rebuta Nasin Rabbanon, the Meshech Chachma, we said over the Meshech Chachma, right? Didn't we say it on Thursday? You know, that Avram Avinu refused to take from Elch Stone the Chut Anal, and the, I didn't say that over?
Yeah,
that the Tfilin and that's the Wurzalka, the Gemara Chulin, Pei Tetzmach. Wurzalka were Tfilin and Tzitzis, and Avram was Mesach and Chakras. That's why we were Chakras, right? He refused to have it. Remember we said he didn't impose Chumras on other people? He said, honor Eshkol Mamre, they want to take your stuff, that's fine, but I don't want to take my stuff. If you want to impose a Chumra, Chavetz Chaim says, don't impose on other people. Remember we said that? So the Meshech Chochma has an amazing shot here with Rebuta, Rabbin HaKadosh and the Rabbanan. He says, another reason why the Rabbanan say what they say, that it means Yarshiun means only what? Elohim is one dying, Elohim is another dying, Yarshiun is going on that. Because it never said Yarshiun with the Heayidiyah. Shalonechdav Kan Yarshiun Elohim. Did it say with Heayidiyah? No, it didn't. It said Yarshiun Elohim. It didn't say Ha Elohim, right? It didn't say Ha Elohim. And also it says Ada, and El, it says what? It says, in the earlier pasuk, it says Ada Elohim. It does say Ada Elohim in the previous Elohim. The second one says Yarshiun Elohim. The first one says Ada Elohim. So what does he want to say? So he wants to say, it's mashma that is referring to, it says Ada Elohim, it's Muchok, the Kavana is Khan, that the Yarshiun Elohim is what was mentioned above, not the two other Nusafim. You follow what I'm saying? How did the Rabbanan know it's referring to the same one? You know what I mean? Remember we said Elohim? Elohim, and then you add what? You add another one because of Bezin Shakal. In other words, it's referring to the same exact one. It says Arshina Elohim Amuskula El, not the Shnaim Anusafim. You don't treat the first Elohim as two and the next Elohim as two. How do you know it's referring to the same one? Because the first one of the pasuk said Ad Elohim. The second one says Elohim. So obviously it was referring to what? If the second one didn't have Ha Elohim, then you know it's referring to what? You know it's referring to the previous one. So it means that one, Heyach V'Heyach, meaning that dying and that dying and that two new ones. And therefore, Lamaisa, it means that dying and this dying, Halach Lamaisa, means that Heyach V'Hai, means that Elohim mentioned Lamala, is the Vamuskar Khan are the same one, meaning that it's considered to be Lamaisa, the Lashon of one and one. It's not referring to two new ones. You know, Elohim is two, the next Elohim is two, and then you get Beis and Shalom. Just referring to the same one, because you understand what I'm saying, why it's referring to the same one? Even though you're saying it's one and another one, and through Shalom you get the three, but you're not saying Elohim is two and this one's Elohim is two. How do I know that? The Heyach V'Hai. What is Heyach V'Hai? That the second one, Ben, was commenting on the first one. Because the first one was what was with the Hei Ayidiyah. No, it said Ad Elohim. And the second one says Ashir Yashin Elohim. So in other words, the second one, which did not have the Hei Ayidiyah, is obviously referring to the first one that was mentioned with the Hei Ayidiyah. That's what the Meshech Chochma wants to say. Let me give you the Marbaka Perichav Beis Pasach Ches. That's why the Rabbanan say it doesn't see Ashin Ha Elohim. So when it says Ad Elohim earlier, it's the Kavanah, the second one, is saying Ashir Elohim that's mentioned above. Right? Ashir Ashin Elohim Hamuskul El. Ashir Ashin Elohim, the Elohim that's mentioned above. That was one, and this one is one. That's what it means. The Lashon of the Gemara, Heyach V'Hai. You understand what I'm saying? It's not like a set. This one's two, and this new Elohim tells me a new two. No, it's referring to what? That same one. If it's that same one, it means that one was one, and therefore we're adding another one that's one, and that's it. Nothing fancy. The only thing I just don't understand is that why should it be two then? You know what I mean? Should be only one, and that's it. You know what I mean? If it's referring to the same one, why count the Elohim, the second one, as a number one? That's a little bit strange on his body, like the Meshech Chachma. You follow what I'm saying? But he wants to say it within the Rabbanim.
It seems like Meshech Chachma is saying that because it's referring to the first one before. Is that Elohim really means two, but because it's referring to the one before, you can't say there's another two. It's still the same two as the Elohim above.
Uh-huh. That's what you want to say.
That's what you want to say, Uri? That's what I said.
Yeah, but that's not what the... You want to say that's... I mean, it's not a new one, you mean. Uh-huh. But the way we're masber, the Pashup Shah and the Gemara is that it just never meant two. It always just meant one. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, from what, the way that was Shechavah was explained, it seems like it might be, you know, referring to that the first one is two and the second one is referring back to this one.
Right. You hear what Uri's saying? Now, how do we explain, how are we masber the Rabbanim? We were mazur with the abundance in Yashun. It means what? It was referring to only two Dayanim, but what's Heich Vahai? Meaning the word Elohim that's mentioned before, the Dayan that's mentioned Elohim in this Pasuk, they're really what? They're really only two. You know what I mean? This one and that one, they're two. So you add them together, they're two, and then in Beis HaShok, you get three. So the way I said it over was that the first Elohim in that Pasuk is one, second Elohim in the Pasuk is two, and then Beis HaShok is three. So Uri wants to say maybe the Meshech Chachma was referring to Hei Ayiviyah, the first Elohim was Vahal Elohim, maybe that meant two. And the second Elohim was going back on that one, and that one wasn't adding anything. It was just saying there's two, and based on what Shakla, you need three. Maybe. Maybe exactly what Uri's saying. That's how the Meshech Chachma learned. Maybe that's the more correct way of reading the Rabbanan. You follow what I'm saying? According to the Rabbanan, do you say that, does Rashi make an indication each way? What do you say? Go ahead. What do you say, Yosef? Read that Rashi. Heich v'hai.
Heich v'hai yershun Elohim ha'amur l'amala v'elohim ha'amur kan l'olam lashon rabim mashma.
So what does that mean? What do you mean l'olam lashon rabim mashma? What do you think Rashi's saying here? What do you guys think Rashi's saying? In other words, our Yarshun is a Lashon Rabin, but after you add up the two Elohims, you have two, right? So I think Rashi was saying, like I was saying, no, that the first Elohim is one and the second Elohim is one.
No.
No, you don't think that's what Rashi was saying, like me? So, and Yarshun turns out to be Lashon Rabin. No. After you add one and one, then you have two, and then Yarshun is Lashon Rabin. You don't think that's what Rashi means? Leolam Lashon Rabin is going on the word Yarshun. That's for sure.
Just saying it's always, since it's plural the first time, it's going to be plural the
second time. Yeah, and meaning, so you're not going to darshan out the second.
What do you mean it's plural the first time? The first word time. Elohim, you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you want to say that the Meshech Chachma was saying like Rashi? Okay. All right, so that's what you guys want to say. I stand corrected. You want to say that Rashi is saying like the Meshech Chachma? I mean, the word Yarshun Elohim meant to, and the second one is referring to the first one, and the Meshech Chachma adds on. Rashi doesn't say it. Because the first one is a Hayyadiyah, the second one is no Hayyadiyah, so it's referring to that. Okay, I hear you. I think you guys are right. I don't think, then scratch what I said. I thought that you could count it Elohim is one, then the other Elohim is one, and then Shokel. You're saying that that's not the case.
You would never count Elohim as one, I don't think.
Yeah, no, I think
you don't think
he's not darshaning the second one.
What'd you say?
He's not darshaning.
Well, we did mention that Svara, what'd you say? We did mention that Svara about Yochin, you know, being the Abishter. You know what I mean? We did mention that Svar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what I mean, is...
So what's the Yerushun? It's talking about the two Elohim, is one plus one?
What'd you say? No, when the Rabbanan said, you know, Arshin Elohim, you know, you have to make the deal from the word Yerushim. Elohim could go either way. But you're saying that Yerushun here in this context, everyone holds Yesh'im LaWad. Yesh'im LaMikir. Yerushun is Lashon Rabin, so it's a clincher that Elohim has to mean too. Okay, good. So let's say Rashi and the Meshech Chachma are saying the same thing. Let's scratch what I said at the beginning. That Elohim means one and second Elohim means one. Okay, let's scratch that. The Meshech Chachma just makes a beautiful aura that helps Rashi, that's saying that first one was the Hayyadiyah, the second was not a Hayyadiyah, so it was referring to the same one. Okay, that's what you want to say? Okay, good. I hear you.
Just Yerushun is either telling you the Pasuk has to be plural or Elohim has to be plural. That's...
What do you mean the Pasuk?
If the Pasuk has to be plural, then you're going to say Elohim is one plus Elohim is one, so that gives you two. So that's what Yerushun is referring to.
That's not what we just said, though. We said, according to Rashi, no, Elohim meant Lashon Rabbi.
That's what Rebbe's saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what Rebbe's saying.
No, Rebbe says five.
No, I'm okay.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying what I said originally is that I thought Elohim was one. The second Elohim was one,
right? And then those
and you're saying that Rashi and the Mesh Chacham are not saying that.
Yeah, never mind.
No, but I'm you're saying that Rashi is not
Rashi
saying that.
Rashi
saying
Yerushim is going on. The word Elohim has to be plural. So that's
yes,
two,
right?
Right.
And that say and that. Second Elohim is referring back to the first
right,
Elohim. Exactly. That's you. So you want to say Rashi saying
the
lesser?
Or you could say the. No,
okay,
the
so you, what I'm saying, you're saying is wrong. Okay.
No, or what Rebbe, but Rehersh is saying.
Yes.
Yerushim tells you the whole pasuk has to be plural, so Elohim is 1 + 1.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
That gives you the plural. Yerushim.
Right. Right.
That's
but you're saying you don't want to say Rashi saying that, huh? Yeah. You guys don't want to say Rashi saying that.
Because they break it the way.
Because Rashi is the half by Yerushim Elohim Amr Lamala, the Elohim Amr Kan. The Olam Lashon Rabbin Mashma. I think
yeah,
you guys are right.
He's going back on
there's he's saying that the word Elohim and then the Meshachav Zahar is beautiful because the first Elohim was a Hey Yediyah. Second one just saying, no, without the Yediyah because I'm referring to that one. Okay, good. Excellent. All right, very good. All right, we got that Meshachav. Excellent. Okay, Viter now. So we just solved the first two top categories. Rabbi the Rabbanon and who else? Rebuta Ben Rawitz. Third. Let's go number three category. Go ahead, Yos. Let's see. This one's a little bit harder, guys. Okay, let's see. Yeah. Let's go. Let's get this. Let me just introduce it to you. We want to know, you know, there were two Mizbechs in the Beis HaMikdash. What was the inner one called? Mizbech HaZahav. Right? What was the outer one called? Mizbech HaNawad? HaNachoshes. Most of the Karbonis that we have Lomaisa, most of the commandments we have were done on the outside. Even chatos, chatos chitzonis were done on the outside. There were two chatos that were done bifnim. What were those called? Those were called the coin chatos apnimis were the coin hamashiach. What was the case of the coin hamashiach? The coin gadol that made it turned the light on Shabbos by accident. He would have been chayv karis if he did it. Amazing, he has to be a par. We sprinkle blood on the what? I want you to get this. A lot of people don't know this. You sprinkle the blood on the parochus, on the curtain, and also on the Mizbech HaZahav. Okay, it's a Beferish Apostle. Okay, what's the second case where you have a Chatas Mipnim? Helim Dover. What's the case of Helim Dover? Let's get it. Says the Sefer Meir is Masber beautifully. The Bezen HaGol Yishalayim Paskin, something's Mutter. Let's say they Paskin and a light was Mutter to turn on Shabbos. Which is a Dover says, Dono Akar Sheshegi Chatas. And Rova the Keel of Klai Yisrael listens to them, and they say, Gaval, look what we did. So they have to bring a par helim dover shel tzibor. What do? We spring again on the parochs and the Mizbech HaZav. These are called chatos apnimios, which are done bifnim in the Heichel. Okay? Mashek and other chatos are done outside. Okay? On the Mizbech. What's the other word for the, what's the synonym of the word Mizbech on the Choshes? Mizbech HaOla. Okay? Mizbech HaOla. What's the synonym for the word Mizbech HaZahav? Should I write it down so we'll get it? What is it? I shouldn't be lazy. What is it? Mizbech HaWat? Mizbech HaKtayrus. So the one inside, the Bifnim, Pnim, is Mizbech HaZahav, also called, referred to as the what? Mizbech HaKtayrus. Mizbech HaKtayrus. And then the outside one, the Chitzon, was called the Mizbech Anachoshes or Mizbech HaOlam. Mizbech HaOlam. Okay? So our job now is to determine what is the din of the Chatas Chitzonios. Because Rov Karbonos, no matter how many Zrikas you got to do, one is Ma'akev, only one. By Shar Karbonos, not Chatas. Now the Mizbech HaPnim, they are ma'akev. All four of them are ma'akev. So do we model the chatas achitzon after shar karbonos bachutz, which only one is enough? Or do you model after chatos mipnim, where four are ma'akev? Okay? That's the shayla in this category. Okay? You got that? Again, we have three categories. We have the chatas apnimios, which all the zrikas are ma'akev. We have the chatos, we have the shark upon us bachutz, where only one is makif. How do you model the chatas of what? Achitzo. Do you model the chatas achitzo after the what? Sharka bodas b'chutz, where only one is makiv? Or do you model after chatos panimios, which all of them are makiv? That's the top, that's the category here. Okay? All right. It's kodshim. Yeah, go ahead. Let's see, Yosef. What do you say? Go ahead.
Beitil de Tanya, v'chaper.
V'chiper. Now, where does it say that by? Let me just say that. You get down the topics. We shouldn't skim it. In Perek, Dalet Pasuk Chafav, it's referring to the seer of the Nasi. Who's the Nasi? The Melech, okay? Nasi is referencing the Melech. If the Melech turns a light on Shabbos, what's it did? He has to bring a special korban. It's called the Sawyer. He brings a U. Let me just point out a very interesting marker. You get this down. There's Yerushalmi and Hurios. I said this over yesterday in the Shir before Mincha in Los Angeles. David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom for 6 months. Yerushalmi says if he would have turned the light on Shabbos in those 6 months, what type of chattis would he have brought? Not a chattis of a Melech. Because he had no din Melech. To be a din Melech, you need two things. You need the Shemana Mishka to be poured on your head, which he had, and you need shlit on the Am. He did not have shlit on the Am. He's running for his life. You follow me? Rav Gershuni, Tzatzal, points out this Yerushalmi and Huris. Beautiful mucker, no? You could add on, I think the Gemara is in Megillah and Yudal and Abes. You know the story there? You know David HaMelech wanted to kill Novel? You know the husband of Avigail? Because he needed bread, food and bread, and he didn't give it to him. You remember that? David HaMelech was going to kill him based on Murmur Malchus. And Avigail, Novel's wife, says she gave him stark musser. And David HaMelech was forever grateful to her. She said to him, "You don't have a din Melech. You're running for your life." And he said, "Whoa." He says, "You're right." He would have killed him. He would have been chayav as a rotzeach. Because you know what the din of Murmur Malchus is? You're chayav misa. But that's only if you have the Shei Melech. He didn't have the Shei Melech. You know, he ended up, after Novel died, he ended up marrying her, David HaMelech. But he was forever grateful to her because he would have been a Rotzeach. That divorce. The divorce is to be a Shein Melech. I want you to get both those Nakudas down. You need Shema and Mishra, and you need Shlita on the Am. Okay? You need Shema and Mishra, and you need Shlita on the Am. It's a beautiful Yerushalmi. Okay? That Yerushalmi, that in those 6 months when he was running from his son Avshalom, if he would have turned the light on Shabbos, he would have been chayav a regular chatas. So what? Which? V'chiper. 3 times it says v'chiper. What are the 3 times? The first is by the Sar of the Nasi. Yes, Perak Dalit Pasuk Chaf Dalit. The second one is Seira de Yachid. What's Seira de Yachid? Stamazoy, a guy, a regular guy that turns the light on Shabbos, b'shoge, God forbid. He has to bring a chatas. He brings a seir. What's a seir? Right, a you, right? And what's a kifsu the yachid? Kifsu the yachid, he also can bring a lamb. So it says v'chiper in chafav, lamed aleph, and lamed hay. So the fact that it says v'chiper 3 times tells me what? Tells me what, Ellie? I mean, Yosef, what do you say? Everyone learns what? What is Basil Shita? That the chatas achitzo and only one is makif. What tells him that? V'chiper. Mnei hadin. What does mnei hadin mean? Because if it wasn't for v'chiper, I would have thought all 4 matanos are ma'akev. That's the word mnei hadin. I would have thought that you would have made a binyanav from the chatas apnimios. Everyone get this down. The word mnei hadin means a binyanav. We say it every morning. We shmo loimer. Binyanav is to get din, expand the kol Torah kulu. We once mentioned before, binyanav and midas. What's the binyan av and midas hakaras hatov, right? If you're a makir tov, all other things will flow good from it, right? But if you're an ingrate, you think everything's coming to you, right? Then lamaisa, not good things are happening. We have to always work on this meaning. We mentioned a few examples in the parsha about hakaras hatov, avram avinu. It's a great makir tov. So you got this pshat, okay? So in other words, here in the adin is the binyan av. If it wasn't for keeper, I would have been now to say arba chatos apnimos are ma'akev. I'd say the chatos chitzonos are ma'akev too as well. Go ahead. Now the brisa continues. Vahalo.
Vahalo din hu namar.
So what's a little bizarre with this? What does the word din mean? So the first din told me I would have made a binyan to make and say that all the 4 matanas are what Makif. Now what's this din? Valo din hu? I would learn out a din hu that what? That the matonas are not makif for binaf. Shenemar go on. Matan what? Shenemar damim. Which is referring to what? Is everyone familiar that it was something called the chut ha-sikra? You know what the chut ha-sikra was? There was a red line running around the mizbeach, in the middle of the mizbeach. Above the red line was lamaila, below the red line was lamata. What's the marker in Shas? Remember, we always stress again on the Makar, it's a Mishnah Midos, Meseches Midos, Perek Gimel, that there was a chut ha-sikra. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Beferish of Mishnah Midos. So, we're going to get to Rashi, because Rashi has three pshatim, but Rashi is the ikar pshat that he likes, is that the damim that lamala, the chatos, are what? Ma damim lamata, the karbonis at sibor, which are done lamata, go ahead, and them are damim la what? Lamala, which is referring to what? The chatos that's done above the red line. Ma, go ahead.
Ma damim lamata, that's none.
Just like Rov Karbonis that are done below, in Ola, Ashlamin, they're done below the red line, in Asham, right? That if you did one sprinkling, it's good, but Yevid. So, Af what?
After Mamram Lamala, Shanatan, Bimatna Achat.
Keep beer. So Bidi Yevid would be good with one. So we would model what? Chatas Achitzon after what? All the other Karbonis, which are done below the red line. And therefore, they do one, it's b'di'evan good. So this would also be one be good, as long as it's above. Now, how do you know the chatas achitza's got to be above? You guys tell me. How do you know the chatas achitza's got to be above the red line? How do you know that? No, you guys tell me. It said karnos. The corners were on the top. So if the corners are on the top, obviously it's got to be lamala from the red line. Okay? Because it said karnos by the chatas. Okay? So the first possibility, Yosef, is to model after what? Shark Abanos, that what? That one is enough. Go ahead. Oh, this is all part of the Brisa. Go ahead. Oh.
Oh,
Klach. Lederek Zu. Lederek Zol, sorry. Or go with the second approach, which is what? Neamar.
Neamar Damim Bachutz, or Neamar Damim Bifnin.
Either say Damim Bachutz, which is what? And Damim Bifnin. Go ahead. Maza, Madach. Go ahead. What are the ones that are done bifnim? We already said chatas paramashuach, the kohen gadol, the turtle on Shabbos. What else? Parhel and darshel tzibor. Those two chatas are pnimim. Go ahead. If you don't do them, it's ma'akev mamish. Go ahead. And so through the dummy that are done outside, the chatas chitzon also. If you miss one of them, you're done. Okay? You're done. So that's what the Gemara wants to say. What's the makor? Chav Zayin Amad Alef and Menachis. Shimon, that if you miss one of the Chatas Panim and Zrikas, you're done. I want you to get that down. Chav Zayin Amad Alef and Menachis. V'asal apark asher asal apark. Okay? If you make a mistake, L'mayis it's done. It's interesting. It's interesting. I want you to... You see that Rashi there, Yosef? Read that Rashi Bifnim, guys. This is a very interesting duke. This is an interesting duke. Go ahead. Read that Rashi the Bifnim.
Where is it?
Right by the Gilyan Ashas. It says Bifnim. Right here, Bifnim.
Yeah, okay,
yeah, read the Dibra Maska Bifnim.
Bifnim, Chatot HaPnimiot, Depar Kohen Mashiach, Ve'elam Davar, Tonin Shava Haziot Al Haperucha.
There it is. The seven sprinklings on the curtain. Va'al.
Al Mizbeach Hazahav.
Vitnan Behu.
Vitnan Behu. Matana Achad Mehen Me'akevet. Ezohu
Mikolman. Right. Zvachim Mzenov. Venafkalan.
Venafkalan Mikrai Behakumets.
Rabba.
Yeah.
Bakomitz Rabba, yeah.
Bakomitz Rabba. But I'll say Kasher Asa in Baikra, Ma Talmud Lomar Lekapol.
Lichvol Hazos. Why does it double the Asa Kasher Asa? Double the Hazos. Malamed.
Malamed Shi'im Chiser Achat Mikol HaMatanot Lo Asa Klum.
So I just want to point this out. If you look in the pasuk, it says v'asha kasher asa. It says v'asa lapara kasher asa laparachatas kain yaselo v'chipra lehem akon nislach lehem. If you look in the Gemara, that kasher asa is used for what? That the sheva sprinklings on the curtain are leikuva. How do you learn out the matanas on the mizbech azav or makev? From the end of the pasuk, kain yaselo. You follow what I'm saying? So in other words, we find sometimes in Shas, you look in Rashi there in Zvochim, and in Toysin Kedushin, he quotes a Toysin Kedushin, Samachesim and Beis, we find sometimes in Shas, that when it says Damar Kra, it's referring to the end of the Pasuk. When the Gemara says V'akaser, when it says V'asla Per Kesher Asa, it didn't quote the end of the Pasuk. The real Makar is Keni Aselo for Mizbech Azav. The curtains is the beginning of the Pasuk. You follow me? Rashi only quoted V'asla Kesher Asa, that's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara really had in mind what? The end. You follow what I'm saying? The end is the marker for the what? For the Mizbeah. The beginning is the marker for the seven sprinklings on the parochas. So I want you to get that interesting, Lamaisa, that he points that out. Sometimes you have there the marker. If you look in the Gemara there, Kasher Asa is the marker for the seven sprinklings on the curtain. The marker for the din of what? Ken Yasalo is for us from the Mizbeah. So please get that down so we'll know, Lamaisa, that what the marker is. Rashi was just saying like Vechule. The Gemara was saying Vechule. Okay. Now, let me point out to you, what am I bothered by? I'm not bothered by it, but what does the Tosas Chachmei Anglia say? He says the same word din is used in two different directions. He said, okay, but that's what the Bryce is trying to propose here. You got two approaches. Make a binyan av one way, make a binyan av the other way. The first one, the adin, was to tell me if it wasn't written, I would have been a binyan av that what? Then all of them are makif. And when it's a valodinu, it was going the other way, I make a binyan av, then all the matanas are not makif, only one is, right? So he just points out that the usage of the same word was trying to highlight that there are two diverging approaches and where you could go. But they're through the same hermeneutic of a binyan av. You know what a hermeneutic is? A binyan av. The 13 hermeneutics. Yeah, believe me, I would have never known that word. Yeah, go ahead, Shiva. What do you say?
The second part, saying the second approach is saying that they're all makiv, even on the chitzon.
Yes, yes. Everything you have to do on the chitzon will be makiv. Correct. That's what I would have thought.
We have the pasuk of the keeper. The keeper say only one.
Yes, which we're going to get to right now. Correct.
Why do we use all three the keepers?
Gemara is going to say. We're going to say it right now. The brisa is going. It's all one brisa. Like Shimon's asking. So go ahead. So what's the answer? Let's go, guys. Nira. Go ahead.
Nero, Lami, Doma.
So which one, which approach are you going to go with? Go ahead.
Chutz mechutz ve'in.
Dosh. Yes, danin. Danin. Nero, Lami, Doma. Go ahead. Lamir, Lami, Doma.
Nero, Lami, Doma. Danin, chutz mechutz. Ve'in, danin, chutz mifnim.
Oh. You go chutz mechutz, and we don't judge what? Chutz mifnim. You follow me? We don't judge chutz mifnim. Stick with the chitzonios. And the other karbonos are done what? Below the red line. However, one is makiv only. So let the chatas achitzon above the red line, let one be makiv. Go ahead. Or klach. Or go, meaning go with the approach. Lederach. Oklach lederach zo. Danim. Go with the other approach. So you'll mar chatas achitzon after chatas apnin. And there are two reasons to go after Chatz Pnim. Go ahead.
Chatan v'dalad karnos.
Yeah, they're both chatos, and they both have arba karnos, right? Even though it's a different mizbeach, but you got to do it on the top. So the two things that make it similar. Go ahead. They're both chatos and arba karnos. Go ahead. Go ahead. Done. Chatos arba karnos, right? They both have chatos and arba karnos, right? Go ahead. Oh, no. And don't go after the first approach because those aren't chatos, right? And they also don't have karnos, right? They also don't have karnos. It's like 2-0. So I would think you should model the outer chatos after the inner chatos, and therefore the inner chatos, all of them are makid. So I think all the outer ones are makid. Go ahead, it's what Shimon said, Talmud Loimar, it's all one brisa, guys. Go ahead.
Talmud Loimar, v'chiper, v'pnei hadin.
Oh, you need a binyan av, Lamaisa, to tell me that they were not be makif. Go ahead.
Kiper, afal pi, shalom, natan,
You're supposed to do four like Shimon said, you only do three. That's fine. Go ahead. Second one tells me. Excellent. There it is, guys. No one holds Yeshem LeMikra, right? Beis Hillel does not hold... No one holds Yeshem LeMisora. Beis Hillel does not hold Yeshem LeMisora. He holds Yeshem LeMikra. And Karnos is what? Is really Lashon Rabbim, like the Mikra, like we thought, like remember we said? Remember Beis Shammai? Let's refresh our memories. What was Beis Shammai's limud? Karnos, six. Four is L'chadchila, two of the four Makiv. Remember? Beis Hillel said, no way. Karnos is one. One of them is with a Vav. The other one is two. It came out to four. And three of the four L'chadchila, one of them is Makiv. Remember that was a limud? No. Everyone's Karnos. It's really six. So why shouldn't you hold four and two? Four L'chadchila, two is Makiv? No. Keep here. Tells me what one is Makiv. But everyone holds Yeshem LeWat, Yeshem LeMikra. Yes? That's how we reward this. Okay, yes, Shimon, because then I want to get to the top choices. Yeah,
question,
go ahead.
My question before
yes.
was that why don't we say something like Ein Dorshin Chilos or something say the Chiper for itself and then you have two of them? why can we use all three?
Let me tell you what I was bothered by first. Let me tell you what I was bothered by. But before we get to your Kasha, I was wondering, why don't you need, you remember we had this concept, we'll get to it by the Sach, you need to introduce the Din?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, so the Adramah asked that Kasha. The Adramah says, you didn't need to introduce it because the whole Parsha we know is talking about what? Zrikin. You don't need to introduce that at all. You follow me? So what was your Kasha? That was your Kasha. You don't need to say that. I was bothered by that. And there was a Sefer, I forgot the name of it, a Sefer sitting in the coil there in Los Angeles on Sanhedrin. And one of the Bakram got it from me. I forgot it. He pointed out this Yad Ramah. I want to be able to get the name of that Sefer. Point out the Yad Ramah. It was obvious that the whole part's talking about Zrikas. So you don't need to use one up to introduce it. You know what I mean? You don't need to introduce it at all. So you really start off by saying six. And the reason why it would be four and two, right, the reason why it's not four and two is that it says keeper. Keeper tells me that, you know, only one of them is Makiv. Okay? Yeah, what do you say, Johnny?
If you look at the Likute Rashi we have,
yes,
it doesn't seem like Beis Hillel learning Karnos, six, because that wouldn't really make sense, because then it's six minus three, right? It's six, and then it's minus keeper, because you're dorsioning the first one. So I think what Likute Rashi was
saying... No, six, Beis Shammai said four, and two of them are Makiv. Beis Hillel says no.
Right.
Beis Hillel says six, the reason why I don't say 4-2 is because... The keeper tells me that of the four, if I did three, if I did two, if I did one, that would be enough.
You still have two left. It really doesn't work.
What do you mean you have two left? Why do you have two left?
Because you're learning karnas, you have six. Meaning you can't just say keeper. Three, you're going to deduct three.
No. I would say like Beis Shammai, four and two. And then I have the additional keeper that tells me...
So what are you doing with the additional two, though?
What do you mean?
What do you say?
Which Likutei Rashi?
Done in Chatos.
Yeah,
he
go ahead.
Down that you just take the Karnos from.
Yeah, you read it outside. You guys have Likutei Rashi? So Johnny's pointing out Likutei Rashi. Go ahead. Yeah, read the Dibramaska. Go ahead. Done in Chatos. Yes. Right. Yes.
But we have four Karnos.
I thought you said there would.
Right, so
but that's Yeshem LeMesorah again.
So it seems like he just breaks it up into the Kohen Messiah and the Eda, where one is Karnos and Karnos, which just gives you two, and then the other one, the Eda, is another two. So that gives you your.
Yeah,
four.
But that's talking about the Chatas Pnim. We're talking about the Chatas Bachutz. We're talking about the Chatas Bechutz, right?
No, that's where you get your
one.
We're talking about the Chatas Bechutz.
Are we learning out the Chitzon from the
Pnim? We're learning out the Chitzon from the Pnim, but if it wasn't for the keeper, we would have thought them they were all Makiv.
Exactly.
Right.
So there's four.
Right, so
there.
Here's their four, and then you learn keeper, so that really, that gives you the four, and then you deduct the three from the
so you mean you have in the Chatas Apnim you have four,
right?
And then you subtract that down, the keeper.
Right, and that gives you your
the one problem with that is that the keeper was on the Chitzonios.
Right,
exactly. The carnals, you're saying are what? Carnals also were on the outside, no?
No, that was talking about the inside.
No, when it said carnals, on Omer Aleph, yeah. Right? It said, it's talking about also the ones that are Chitzona. Talking about the Chatzitz Chitzona. Yeah. The three times it says Chafe, Lamed, and Lamed Dalet. Right? Remember we said it's talking about the Nasi? Where it says Karnos in those Psukim, Shimon, that's talking about the Chatzis Achitzon. That's why I don't understand this. Where's this Rashi quoted from? I thought they're from other Masechtas, no?
Yeah.
Maybe it's from Daflam and Ches. Let me read it inside. Let's read it inside again. I'm going to read it. Dan Chatzis Achitzon, she Chatzis, the Ksiv Ba Arba Karnos. That's what he said. It says Arba Karnos, but the Chitzon. Kamosha, Amaru Lamawa. Karnos, mechatas pnimios, shehi chatas. V'nemra ba'arba karnos kill a kaman, right? Lamala, hu omer keren, karnos, v'parkoin, mashiach, harishtayim lamata. Okay, I guess what you have to say, it means like this. It says karnos by both, by the chatas achitzon and the chatas apnim. But since by the chatas apnim you want to say it's four, and then the keeper, you know, you'll say that, well,
That four goes to the four
and the chitzon and the three goes out.
Yeah.
So Johnny's saying, good. Johnny's pointing out the Rashi and Zvachim and Shimon. Johnny and Shimon are pointing out Kol Omrim Shem Omrim Mevi Gulu Yoylam, right? Nishdin Ovis. But Tom Rester B'Shem Mordechai, right? You know about Big Day about what were their names? Big Dan and Teresh. That wasn't even Divrei Torah. It was about assassination plot. So you see, for sure, for Torah, you got to quote some, bro. The Levi Eliyahu, Rabbi Eliyahu Apian says a beautiful pshat. Why, if I say someone's Chiddush, I say it in his name, do I bring the Gula closer? Because what's the concept of Gula? HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes Lamal Min HaTeva. That's Seres Makis, Kriyas Yamsuf. Everyone wants to say, oh, you're the God of Ador, right? Guy wants to be, he said, it's such a Chiddush. When you quote the other Talmud Chacham, you're going Lamal from your Teva. Hashem pays back, Midi Kenegan Midi. If you go Lamal from your Teva, he'll also go Lamal from his Teva and he'll bring the Gula. Beautiful pshat. Kol Omrim B'Shem Omrim, maybe Google Yoyu. That's a Rav Simon Shlita once wanted to put the Svei Dinim. In other words, you could say over a Chiddush of someone and say, it's not my own. But if you don't say his name, you're not over Gezel Torah, but you don't fulfill the second in the Kiyum of Geula. If you say it over in his name, it's not Gezel, it's also you're fooling the Kiyum. He wanted to say the Svei Dinim. You follow me? Okay. So Johnny and Shimon are saying, good, that the Vort is, at the end of the day, Yosef, what's the Vort? How do we rework this category? The Chatas Achitzon would have been patterned after what? Chatas Apnim for two reasons. They're both Karnos, and they're both also what? Chataos. So just like the ones, the Chitzonia, the Pnimios, the four are Ma'akev, I would think the four are Ma'akev Ba'chutz. Comes keeper, and tells me not that way. So forget about the six and four. I stand corrected from that again. Lemaisa, we're not going with that. That was Beishamai's theory. They both might subscribe to the Yeshem LeMikra, but Lemaisa, they still has a different way to get to it. Not through the six and the four, you know, that two are L'chachila, four are L'chachila, two are only Makim. He has a different theory. This theory of what? The fours with the Karnos, and the keeper diminishes and says only one of the four is good. Okay, excellent. Now there's two Nakudas we got to do here on this. Okay, Yosef, Chlor, you got it? Okay, Ben, you got this? The two Nakudas. We got to do a Rashi, we got to do a Tysus. We were mazbe the Gemara that Lamala meant what? What did Lamala mean? The Karbonis would go above the red line. Rashi has two other pshatim. Did you see that Rashi quotes? Three pshatim in his Gemara. The one we said over, he says, is the Iker. Let's start with the Rashi, okay? And then we got to get to the Tysus. Go ahead, Yosef. Let's see. You got me?
Which Rashi?
The Rashi where it says Shinasnu b'maton achas. Okay? Actually, let's start from the Rashi where it says Nemru Domin. Go ahead. Nemru Domin. You got it?
Yeah.
Lamata?
Yeah. Mechut Hasir.
No. Nemru Domin. I'm sorry. Nemru Domin.
Nemru Domin. Parsha Lamata. Gabe Chatat Ha'uf. De Shmit.
Shmias Hakol.
Shmias Hakol, Dechtiv, Vahaze, Midam Hachatat, Al Kir Hamizbeach.
Oh. Now, this is the first shot. What does it mean when it says Domin, Lamaisa, Lamata? Let's write it down. What is the first shot? It's referring to what? It's referring to Chata Sa'ov. The first shot of Rashi of Domin, Lamata, is referring to Chata Sa'ov. Now, Chata Sa'ov is very, very interesting concept, okay? Why do I say that? Because, what are we talking about here? What does Shmi is called? He's talking about a situation where someone's subpoenaed to give testimony. You know what a subpoena is? You're someone's mashpia you, that you know Adis about this murder, you must come forward. Mashpia and the guy to give Adis. That is, you come and testify. And then Makabal Ashvua, the guy takes the shvua, he says, I don't know, he says he knows nothing about the topic. Then an hour later, he feels terribly guilty, he admits to it. He's got to bring a special korban. What's it called? A korban chatas, that's Ola V'yored. What does it mean, Ola V'yored? I mean, if he has a behema, he brings the behema, kisper sira. Let's say he's not wealthy, he doesn't have a behema, he can bring two turtle doves. What are the two turtle doves? We said he's only chayav a chatas. All of a sudden now, when he's chayav the two turtle doves, he's chayav what? He's chayav of what? If he's a wealthy guy, Lamaisa, first he said, let's write this like this. Two chatas of, and also he brings a what? A ola. He brings an ola too. Ola sa'of. It's a fascinating din. Because if he was wealthy, all he does is bring a behemel chatas. But now if he's poor, he's got to bring a chatas and an ola, which, believe that or tomorrow, we're going to talk about. We have a whole shtickel tayr on this. It's unbelievable. The Or Sameach said he had a dream. The Rashba, he had a dream that in Shemayim, the Or Sameach had a chiddush. And Or Sameach lived late 1800s, early 1900s. And he had a dream that his pshat was right. And there was a Rash, they were in Shemayim, the Rishonim, and all the Tanoim and Amorim around the Avishter. And they were complaining they didn't think that everyone was learning Evistic. And that, I guess that time, it felt like the people in the world that weren't learning weren't trying to strive for the emes of pshat. So the Rashba stood up and said, "There's a man in Dvinsk who lives in the 1800s, late 1800s, 900s, called Rav Meir Simcha, and he said he learns pshat to emesik." So Or Sameach woke up and he said that my pshat, he said, Lamaisa is correct, because he had this dream that the Rashba was 700 years earlier saying my pshat is right. So tomorrow we'll say over what it is. But what I want you just to whet your appetite is that what's interesting is that if you're wealthy, you just bring a chatas in the case of subpoena. It's called Shvuas Eidus. Shvuas Eidus. All of a sudden now, if you're poor and you can only bring two turtle doves, the oaf, one goes for a chatas, and then all of a sudden Ola. Ola comes from nowhere. Because if he was wealthy, all he brings is a behemoth for the chatas. You follow me, Ellie?
Yeah.
That's what's so fascinating. We'll talk about it more tomorrow in Lomas, okay? But let's get the Blinetta. Let's get this. Let's get what Rashi's saying. So what is Rashi saying? What do you say, Yosef? So it means that what? The first shot of Rashi is that what? It's referring to what? Chatasa what? Chatasa o. Okay. So it's referring to Chatasa o. So Chatasa o means what? It's done lamata. What do you mean it's done lamata? Lamata doesn't mean below the red line. Lamata means later in the psukim. That's what lamata means. You understand what I mean? In other words, domin lamata means the parshas chatas of is vayikra hey, pasuk aleph to yud. That's later. Parsha chatas vayim was earlier than perik hey. And you know what it doesn't say? By chatas of, it doesn't say the word kiros. Doesn't say the word kiros. She'en katu ben kiros. Okay, so Lamaisa didn't say kiros. Now, what does that make? What does it mean if it doesn't say kiros? Is kiros like karnos, I guess? I guess that's what you have to say, Lamaisa. Okay? It says, v'izah medam achatas, parshat lamata, kamechatas, the shpizkot to see, v'izah medam achatas, al kiram izbech. Right? So, Lamaisa, it says above, B'dam achatz be'etzbo. So he wants to say, okay, nemar dam lamat ani b'parsh chatas. What is it? Did it say that in Rashi? Shein bem kiros?
Yeah, and the next Rashi.
Next Rashi, go ahead. Next Rashi, go ahead, Yosef. B'nemar?
B'nemar domim lamala b'chatat behema.
Earlier than Pirakei, go ahead. Shenasnu?
Shenatnu b'matana achat kiper. Deha lo kativ karnot.
Yeah, it doesn't say Karnos, not Kir.
No, the Bach switches
it. Bach changes it, doesn't say Kir.
Bach switches to Kir.
Bach changes to Kiros. Which doesn't it say Kiros? Which one? By the Behemoth, it doesn't say Kir, right? By the Oaf, it says Kir, right? Yeah? Yeah, it doesn't say Kir. Right, okay. I don't know why he identifies that as bad, but the halacha being is that what? Is that the din of Chatas Oaf, Lamaisa, is considered to be what? It doesn't say, so it doesn't say Kiros by the Behema, right? So why is that significant that it doesn't say Kiros, right? That one is good, I guess, right? That one is good. Just like by the Chatas Oaf, one is good. That's the Pshat Lamaisa, right? That one is good. So the Hemshech is that, according to what the first Pshat is, Chatas Oaf, Chatos shemash shama shechatos lo nemarbo karnos, right? So what does he mean? I guess what he means to say is that it doesn't say what? You're saying it doesn't say kir. It does say the word kir by the oaf. It doesn't say it by the mehem, I guess you have to say. Okay? So that's the first shot that we want to say. Okay? That's the first shot we want to say. All right, what's the second shot? Go ahead.
Lashon Acher, Nemru Damim Lamata, Lamata Mechut Ha Sikra, Ba'ola, Vishlamim, Vasham, Venemar Damim Lamala, Lamala Mechut Ha Sikra.
Oh, which we said Pshat in the Gemara, Nahainu?
Nahainu Chata Behema, Dichtiv Ba Karno.
Oh, it says Karnos, that's what we said. It didn't say Kiros, I guess. Yeah, go ahead, that's what we said. Ma?
Ma Damim Haomer Lamata, Shanat Natan. B'matana achad kiper deha afilu beit shamay modu b'shar karbanot dechtiv v'dam
zivchecha
yishafeh.
Correct. So that's the way we touched it, right? So what's the first shot of Rashi? What's the first shot of Rashi, guys? So the way we learned it was just like the chatos that are what general chatos are done when are done lamata. And one of them is enough, right? So to the Chatas Lamala, one of them is enough. But how do you say it if you learn the Tama Chatas Oaf? That what? That what? How do you fill in the blank, guys? You tell me. That Chatas Oaf, just like what? Chatas Oaf is what?
Lamata in the Parshios, and that was one, so to here.
Yeah, I guess it's only one. How do you know it's only one? How do you know it's only one? I guess you know it's only one, no? I guess Dams V'chaz Shaveich. It says Al Kiram is bad. So you're saying that's one? You mean that shows? Could be. I was wondering what's the how do you know what that one was enough? But I think you have to say what Shimon's saying. Maybe that's what it meant. Doesn't say Kirod. Now I understand. You're saying good. That's exactly what Rashi's saying. Kirod. It doesn't say plural. It says Kir. So one is enough. You follow me? So that's the second way to learn it. Okay, again, that's the first. First way is what, guys? First way is Chatas Oaf in general. This is the first way. Second way is the Chut HaSikra, I'm going to call it that. That's the second way. What's the third way now? Go ahead. What's the third shot, Yosef? This is the third shot. Go ahead. That's why I said you can't skim this, guys, you know? There's no way. You got to get this chlor. What's the third way? Go ahead.
Lashon Acher Lamata, Parsha Tachtona.
What's Parsha Tachtona mean? The bottom Parsha? Diviyikra? Oh, that's talking about Parsha Tachtona, which is talking about what? Korban Asham. Yes? Go ahead. Which is the shot that Rashi likes the best? The one we translated, the one we bit on. That's how we said it over here. The Chut HaSikra one. So again, the third shot is what? Is Ashamos, yes? Chlor? That's the third shot Ashamos. It's further in the parsha of Ashamos. Yeah? Okay, now we're...
Therefore what?
So So what's the third pshat of Hashamos? Therefore, what? He's saying good. No, you tell me. Doesn't say Karnos there. So since it doesn't say Karnos, right? Excellent, Shimon. Doesn't say Karnos. So therefore, you know what is enough. Either Chatazov doesn't say Kiros, or Hashamos doesn't say Karnos. So just like there, one is enough. To hear this one. One is enough. Okay. Excellent, guys. Now, what do we have to fill in before we get to the Tisus? Rashi doesn't tell you, though, why what? You guys tell me, what's the kash I'm going to ask now?
The middle one's the
Iker. Excellent. Excellent, Johnny. Why did Rashi say the middle one's the Iker? What was wrong with the first and third? Right? You got to ask yourselves, what was wrong with the first and third? Right? So, I want you to get this. The Tisus Rosh says, the Maskel Donin, that the Lashon and the Brice was Ma Damim Ha'amurim Lamata Shenasim Matan Achas Kippur. Rash and Smash only B'diyevit is it good, but Lechachila you need more. Chatas Of Bein Lechachila Ben B'diyevit, it's only one. That's why I didn't like the first shot, because the Gemara gets the impression that what that Ma Damim Lamata there's a Matan Achas Kippur, that's only B'diyevit, but Lechachila you should do more. What do you mean by an Of? There's only one Evit. You follow me? That's what the Tisus HaRosh learns. Okay? That's why he didn't like the first shot. Okay? You got that, Chlor?
What about the third one?
Yeah, so why didn't he like the third shot? What do you say?
Probably the same thing. It says, doesn't say Karnos.
Well, the Tosus Chachmi Anglia says that even Rashi answers the Lashon HaRishon. Right? Afshe tira trash and loshen rishon, says the Gemara says, al yochich zeh, that this is not a chatas of arba karnos, right? Yeah? Remember we said that, al yochich zeh? Don't prove that it was what? This is not a chatas of arba karnos, I mean the other karbonos. You remember that, Yosef? Remember it wanted to say you should stick with the second approach comparing the chatos? So Rashi said, the kavana is, even though the chem is chatas, it doesn't say karnos. He didn't like that. Lamaisa. In other words, that the first we have clear the first difficulty. The difficulty of the first shot is clear, yes? Because there's no lechachila b'diavad by the chatasof. What's wrong with the third shot? What was the third shot, guys? The Hashamos. What do you think's wrong with that? What do you think's wrong with that? What's wrong with the Hashamos shot? Hashamos, it doesn't say Karnos, no?
Yeah.
So what do you think's wrong with that? What do you say? What do you say about that? I'll tell you why, because according to the third shot, right, Rashi's Masber that Ayochi Shein Chatz Barba Karnos, according to Lashon Shein and Shlishi, that's not a Chatz, because it's Ola Shlom and Asham. It doesn't say Karnos, it just says what? It just says Soviv, right? It just says Soviv. Yeah? So what do you think that means?
That's not different. The middle one's the same thing. Not doing Lachatz either, it's for the Sikra.
Yeah, but Ola and Shlomo, it also only says Soviv. Right? In other words, what does Gemara say? Nemar Damim Lamata, the Nemar Damim Lamala, yeah? Correct? The chatas is the ashram is what? Doesn't say karnos, so it says one. It means one. But lamaisa, olin shlomim, it also only says sofiv too. You know what I mean? Doesn't say karnos either. Doesn't say karnos either. So then why lamaisa? Why would the Gemara say? Maybe that's why he didn't like this pshat. That's what I want to say from Tosus Chachmei Angli. He didn't like this pshat, the third pshat, because why identify what's so special about the Hashamos? Hashamos, it doesn't say the word Karnos, it only says Sovi. Old and Shlom is the same thing. So why identify that as Asham, you know what I mean? So that's what I want to get down as the Kasha. Okay? I understand, but there's other parshas that necessarily not Tachton. Old and Shlom, but it doesn't say Sovi, so you could have sent it to that. What's so unique about Nemar Dum Lamata's?
Because it says Lamata.
I understand, but why would the Gemara say, why does it pick out Nemar Lamata? Could have also said Nemar Lamala, the Parsha of, you know, I don't remember, we have to look in Sav, We should really look at Sav. Does anyone have a chumash here? But I mean, there's a bunch of parshiyos there. There's the category of achatas and ola shlomim. So why do you got to focus on only the usham? Why? Because it doesn't have the word carnal. So it says Sav ola shlomim also. So say a different word then. Shir. Don't say lamata.
Usham is similar to achatas in that it's for kapara.
Okay, but ola also is for hurei lev, zayinim and beis. Rava, ola, you bring in a doron, zayinim and beis and zvachim. Chattis is for hurei avera, for not doing a mitzvah sesay. I don't know necessarily, and ola is also has to do for kapar, no doubt. I'm not so sure. Shimon's suggesting an ashram's closer to a chattis. That's why I want, let's get down there in our notes. That's why I want to say the chachmiyang, that's why Rashi doesn't want to like the third shot. In other words, the third shot is, that's what we want to suggest. The first one is difficult because, you know, there's no lechachil, there's no vidyevit. Lemaisa. The third shot I want to say is difficult based on this din, okay? Because, you know, what's the uniqueness of Ashram? Doesn't say Karnos, only says Saviv. Same thing. Same thing by Achatas, Ola and Ashlamim. It only it says Saviv, doesn't say Karnos. Okay? Fine. Okay, good. So we got Rashi Chlor, guys? Yeah? Okay. Let's do the top Tysis, guys. Okay? Let's do the top Tysis. All right? Go ahead, Yosef. What do you say? What's the top Tysis say? Let's see the top Tysis. Go ahead.
Dunan?
Yeah.
Dunan chatat varva karnot. Tema ha. Afilu panim mipanim.
Afilu pnim mipnim.
Afilu pnim mipnim. Lo gamrinon beper beit shamai.
That's the name of the perk beit shamai. The boy.
The boy krol lepar kohen mashicha.
Mashiach. What's a coin? What's a par coin? Mashiach. The coin God that didn't have air b'shogi turned a light on a Shabbos. How does it have a chat? A special pasuk. Ulapar.
Ulapar elam davar shel tzibur.
They also the Sanhedrin has to bring in that par elam davar shel tzibur. That's why actually Klai Yisrael brings it. But par shemivin Klai Yisrael because they did it right. The par shemivin Klai Yisrael elam davar shel tzibur. That's also a pasuk. What else? The third thing you need a special pasuk for? God forbid a guy does a Avodah Zarah b'shogi. He didn't know Avodah Zarah was shogi. Somebody asked me in Los Angeles, we should look, I want to look it up. What happens if a guy's an atheist? Is that a din yavo yavo? Avodah Zarah for sure is. What about atheists? A guy takes a gun to my head and says, be an atheist or I'm going to kill you. Is that a din of Avodah Zarah? You have to think about it. It's definitely usher to be. Obviously, you got to believe in Hashem. That's a mitzvah. First pasuk. Okay, but I'm just wondering, let's say deny the existence of David. He tells you, you got to say it before Robin, or I'm going to kill you.
It's just deeper,
though. Okay, but the mice, you know. All right, let's. I want to look into it a little bit. What's it in?
Okay, at worst, it's not necessarily.
So that's a question, Ari. That's what I'm wondering. It's definitely Osiri. I mean, I know Hashem has the first mitzvah, but okay. But the guy did. So each one has a special marker that you need what? Chatas, Bipnim, and their Ma'akev. Go ahead. So if you can't, if each one needs their own mucker, you can't learn pnim yipnim. So obviously, go ahead, kol shekein. Even though they're achatos, each one of them needed a mucker. Why can't you learn them out from chatas of Yom Kippur? You know the chatas of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol did? He did the avodah Yom Kippur. That's ma'akev. So why can't you learn from the chatas of Yom Kippur all the others chatos mipnim? What are they? We just listed them. What are they? Kohen Mashiach, Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur, I only listed two, we're adding on Siri Avodah Zarah. Let them all learn out from Chatas Yom Kippur, which is a fourth. Great Kasha, go ahead, what's the Teretz?
V'kol Shekin, D'lo Atu Chitzono Pnimiot.
Oh, and that's the Kasha. In Kol Shekin, you can't learn out Chatas Pnimiot. So how could the Gemara propose a proposal that you can learn Chatas Pnimiot, Chatas Chitzono Pnimiot, or from the other components are outside? How can you even get out of your mouth the price that the Chatas Pnimiot, Chatzonios could be from Pnimiot? Even the Pnimiot can't learn from one another. Each one needs a marker. Go ahead. They suggested Terence. Go ahead. Shema.
Shema kevan de ashkechan de lo pligi chitzonio me Pnimiot.
The Shema kevan ashkechan de lo pligi karahasam. Karahasam. Read again. The Shema.
Oh, fine. The Shema kevan de ashkechan de lo pligi.
Vlopalig.
Kra hatam. Mehashta lo machlekinan afilu chitonio mepnimia.
What's the answer? That since what? We learned that what? Even though at the end of the day, each chatas v'pnim needs a marker, but at the end of the day, every chatas v'pnim is makif. Every zrika in the chatas v'pnim is makif. There's no doubt about it. Okay? There's no doubt about it. Every chatas v'pnim, halacha l'maisa, is considered to be what? Is considered to be makif. Once you learn that and there was no exception, then we should not differentiate between outside and inside. That's what Tosfos wants to say, and therefore I would say even the chitzonos are ma'akev. All chatos, because Shimon, I know what you're bothered by, but since already you've already created uniformity, that there's no exceptions to the rule, and every chatos p'nim, the zrikas are ma'akev, so you know what? Create uniformity in every chatos in the world, even chatos chitzonos are, and therefore all those zrikas should be ma'akev. Kamash, yeah, low plug, like kind of like minat tayr. Well said. And therefore, Kamash Lan, the keeper saves it. Okay? That's the way Tais is learning. As long as there's no exception with the Chatas Panimios inside, so why don't you say there's nothing on the outside, no exceptions? And everything should be market. Comes keeper, and saves the day. That's a shot in the Tais. Very good, Yosef. Now, there's a famous klal in Shas that says that whenever you have a choice to do, and Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole discussion on this. Whenever you can do a hekesh, lekula lechumra, what is the Gemara's lashon? You familiar with this? Whenever you can go do a hekesh, lekula or lechumra, which way does the Gemara always say in Shas? What do you say? Which one do you think the Gemara says in Shas? Whenever you go lekula lechumra makshina, which way do you go? Lechumra makshina. Gemara has this in many places. Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in the Sefer, Esfim D'Yoraisa, that it's a manifestation of Sofik D'Yoraisa L'chumra. This is a Din D'Yoraisa, you don't know which way to go L'chumra. What do we just go with? What did the keeper tell us? You went a Hekesh L'kula, isn't it against that cloud?
No, we went L'chumra, but then
the Gushpanka de Malka asked this kasha. The Gushpanka de Malka, the great Gadol, asked this kasha, one of the great Gadol Achronim. He asked this kasha, what's going on? So what's the answer? What's the answer? You guys kind of gave the answer.
Hekesh is the chumra.
No, but when is this klal said? When you have no svar to go either way. If you have no svar to go either way, it's totally equal. You go lechumra. But here there's a svara. Because the keeper, tell me to go what? To go lekula. That's the chiddush. And who says like this? Tosfos Kedushin says similar on Lamadala and Beit Maskel Vanilev. That if everything's all equal, then you go makshin lechumra, savik deresh lechumra. But here, if you have a svara, go lekula. Here's the svara. The keeper. It's a svara. It's like it's a mita that you make a drasha. Okay. All right. Let's close with the following. Okay. I want to close with there's so much beauty about Eretz Yisrael in the parsha, the midst of Yishuv Aretz. So I want to just quickly mention, the Ramban writes that it's a mitzvah chiyuvus to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's like a mitzvah chiyuvus of wearing tefillin. And we didn't get to it today. I gave you these marble covers about who's tefillin. We'll get to that tomorrow. When we get to the category of tefillin. But the bottom line is that you can't let a day go by without tefillin. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. You really should pack your bags today after shir and make aliyah, according to the Ramban. The Ramban quotes that famous Sifri, that all the mitzvahs we do in Chutz La'aretz are practice, so that we should do them right in Eretz Yisrael. Siulach Tziyunin. That's a fantastic medrash. Sifri. Amazing. We put tefillin on this morning, so we should do it right in Eretz Yisrael. Amazing thing. But the Ramban writes that, Hashem appoints a sar over all the Umas Olam, all the nations, all the lands, except for Eretz Yisrael. He does Bechorim Matzlo. Now, of course, he's in charge of everything. But it's highlighted, Dashkoch. The Rabban holds the mitzvahs. Shkula mitzvahs are so keneg kol mitzvahs. Not everyone agrees with the Ramban. What's the second shita? Ramosha. Ramosha holds that it's a mitzvah kiyumis, like the mitzvah of tzitzis. If you wear a four-corner garment, you're chayvin tzitzis. Situational mitzvah. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, fine, you don't have to pack your bags after shir and make aliyah. If you live there, you get more points at Shammai. Now, the Gemara does say if someone doesn't wear tzitzis, Hashem gets upset. But nonetheless, that's what Ramosha claims. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. Then the third opinion is the Megillas Esther. The Rambam never lists mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, ever. The Sefer of mitzvahs. He omits it. Megillas Esther says, you see, it's not a mitzvah according to the Rambam. Tosfos Ksubas and Kuf Yudam Beis, Shem Reb Chaim Kohen also held it wasn't a mitzvah. for two reasons. Sakanas drachim, it's dangerous, and also we don't know how to do tshuvas and maasros. Now those two reasons, it's not dangerous, plea and her 50 times, elal, it's always been fine. Plea and her 50 times, never been a problem. Tshuvas and maasros, we know how to do. And the Maharit says the Talmud Torah wrote the Tosis. There's a mitzvah, mamish. So, different opinions. You know, Rav Kook is quoted that the reason why Rambam left it out is because it's so axiomatic to Yadus, he didn't need to list it. That's a bechidish. He lists a munim and bitachim. Davne Nezer writes that he lists Trumas and Maisvus. Trumas and Maisvus can't be a mitzvah unless there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, so he didn't need to mention that. So, there's a mitzvah, guys. There's a mitzvah. When Hashem gives you a gift, and anytime anyone gives you a gift, you don't use it, it's not nice. You know, giving stock anonymously is the second best level of giving stock. A matana, not supposed to give anonymously, because you're supposed to afford the recipient the ability to give you a karas atov. And the pasuk says it's a matana. So how could Avram leave Eretz Yisrael? He left because there's a heter for a famine. Parnassi, you're allowed to leave. You're allowed to leave to marry a woman. You're allowed to leave for Talmud Torah too. But Tosa says in the Avodah Zarah, you give off, you have to leave. I'm an aslachzor. They have to leave like Yeshua coming back, and that's it. And the Mishra Berurah says in the beginning of Chol HaMoed, you can even go to visit a friend. Reis Pnei Chaver is a mitzvah, but you have to go on Manas Lachzor. You know, Rebbe Vadi Zatzal, every time he traveled to Chutz Lawrence, he always taught Torah. He was in a place where they didn't know any Torah, he taught them Aleph Beis. And he always went on Manas Lachzor. So, there's a mitzvah to live there, and there's an issue to leave. The Cheshivas of Eretz Yisrael is so, so important. Which will close with this, that the Gemara says in Yevamos, the man marries a woman for 10 years and they don't have a child, so he can divorce her. Okay, practically we wouldn't do that, Bisman Azeh. But the Gemara says, if some of those years were in Chutz Lartz, they don't count, because it was the Avon of living in Chutz Lartz. Amazing, Gemara. Amazing. So, I want you guys to keep in mind, you know, there's such a tough situation. There was a chayal, you know, that was stabbed in the gush on Friday. We have to keep in our hearts and mind. You got all this technology. You should have Arut Sheva. Arut Sheva should be telling you the updates about what's going on. It's got to be in our heart and our minds what's doing in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to us, and it's a mitzvah. And Avraham Avinu Lech Lecha, he didn't give up. He went. So even if we're not there, We have to check what's going on. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Chazer over, and we'll go back to tomorrow.